John Quick to See Smith took her middle name, Quick to See, from her grandmother, who raised her. Jean also spent time traveling around the reservation with her father, who was a horse trader. A registered member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes of the Flathead Indian Nation in Montana, Jean has lived and worked in New Mexico for several decades. Jean calls herself a cultural worker. In fact, she works tirelessly to promote other Indian artists and to help others, especially people on her reservation, and uses her work to draw attention to the political, environmental, and human rights issues about which she is so passionate. Modern Times takes its title from a Charlie Chaplin movie that features Chaplin trying to survive in the industrial world, similar to the situation that Jean sees many Indians in today as they negotiate between their tribal customs and an urban society. Here we see a contemporary Indian lawyer with a headdress, braids, and cowboy boots, toting a briefcase. He is a reference to the complexity and irony of the United States laws related to Native Americans, whom she believes are still treated like the property of the U.S. government. They are the only Americans who have special identification numbers. Treaties still regulate their land and resources, and she points out that their education and health care is governed by the Department of the Interior rather than the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. In this and her other lithograph, Indian Heart, we see reproductions of food labels from the 1930s that romanticize the American Indian, using the image even though it is irrelevant to the product. Ironically, apple is a denigrating term that Native Americans use to refer to someone who is red on the outside but white on the inside. Quick to See Smith juxtaposes symbols from Anglo and Native cultures to call attention to the realities of Native Americans today and the ways in which they have been stereotyped and commodified. The cat is a European import. The buffalo is a religious icon for her tribe. Plants are often used for medicinal purposes and may also have religious significance.